We're holding on Paytest Umud Beys. Paytest Umud Beys, four lines from the bottom. We talked about, we started talking about the dinim about carrying between roofs. We had, let's recap, we had three opinions in the Mishnah about carrying between roofs where the people who own those respective roofs can make an eruv between them. We had Reb Meir saying that you can carry, Reb Meir saying that you can carry freely between the roofs as long as there's not a difference in height of 10 tefachim between one roof and the next. We had the Chachamim saying that it doesn't matter. We had the Chachamim saying that that each roof is a reshus of its own, meaning you can't carry from one roof to the next, even if they're all on the same level. And then we had Reb Shimon saying that not only you can carry between all the roofs, even if they reach different levels, but also between all the Chatzeres and the Karpathos. All of that, as long as you have a keli that was in one of those at the beginning of Shabbos, then you can move it to any other roof or any other chatzer or any other karpif or between the chatzeres and karpifas and whatever, but not if it was within the house. So the last thing we had mentioned in this connection was we had cases where we have different people who own, different people own their roofs, but they did something to demonstrate that they are not planning to use their roof anymore, and therefore it becomes mutter for somebody else. For we had the case involving, for example, a large roof next to a small roof, where we said if the small roof had, if the smaller roof, the one that's, so you have the larger, meaning that it sticks out on the two sides of the smaller one. So if the smaller one has a fence around it, we said the other way around. If the large one has a fence around it and the small one does not, then it means the people of the small one, the people who own that small roof, are in effect saying that they're not planning to use their roof. So therefore, the people of the large one are not only able to carry on their own, since there's a wall around it, they're even able to carry into the small one because it's just considered an extension of their roof. It's as if the other people were mevatel rishus to them. So in this connection,
why is the difference between Shirin and Chatzer way that you have to?
Because the difference is, so what's the difference between a Chatzer? The difference is a Chatzer is used more regularly than a roof. So the Chatzer is regularly used by everybody in the houses. So at the beginning of the parak, we talked about yesterday that Rashi mentioned there's something about Todir and Miyuchad. Todir meaning that's used more regularly, like a chatzer. Miyuchad means that it's restricted to one person, like a roof. Usually only a person themselves uses their roof. But a roof is not todir. You don't regularly use it. So if you have, in this case, so they showed, therefore, in the same way, we had a similar din. We had that if one person made a permanent stairway or ladder or whatever going up to his roof, and the other ones didn't, then it shows that he plans to use his roof, and the other ones don't, and therefore, again, it amounts to that they were all mevatel to him.
So they can go.
So therefore, so he can now carry from his roof to the next roof over. Yeah,
you're going to Shushiach, it doesn't change.
Yeah, you're talking about the two roofs are attached, let's say, yeah, or there's less than four tefachim between them. So the Gemara says in this connection, Amar Abaya, Bona Aliyah Al Gabe Beis. So suppose then that a person built a second story on top of his house, but also lefanel daka arba, and in front of it he made a daka, which is four tefachim. So we've learned before a few times in the Masechta about a daka. Rashi explains over here and in every other place that it means pesach katan, a small doorway, which is a small doorway less than four tefachim wide, which is open out to the roof. So if he did that, then chuter b'chola gagin kolon, then he's mutter to carry on all the other roofs. Because then, again, by doing that, he demonstrates that he, since he built such a thing up to his roof, whereas nobody else did, then he demonstrates he wants to use his roof, and everybody else did not, so therefore they demonstrated by that they don't plan to use their roof. So the same thing, in other words, in effect, they were vatal to him, and therefore he's allowed to carry on all the roofs.
Again, he's not allowed, he made something else.
So he built a second floor onto his house and built a daka, a small doorway, going from that second floor out onto the roof. Here's an illustration of it.
All this is way up in the air.
Yeah, so it's up on top of the roofs where everybody else has their roofs and he has, yeah. So yeah, I mean we can try to, you know. Yeah, well here, but Here, I'll turn it in your direction so you can see it. Okay. Here. There's the roofs. There's everybody's roofs. And he has a second floor on his house with a short doorway going out to it.
Are you in the bottom?
That doorway. Yeah. Roof, yeah. Hey. So that shows that he plans to use that whole roof area, and therefore it's mutter. Now, we've learned before that there are different other understandings among the Rishonim of what a daka is. A different explanation is that a daka means a low wall or an itztava, like a low bench or something, 4 tefachim off the ground. And Rabbi Hanano over here understands it that way. And the idea is, Tosfos also mentions such an idea, that what it means is that the other way around. Suppose that everybody else who has roofs over there made an Eruv between them. Let's say he didn't join in the Eruv. But if he has a daka, a low wall, or a low itzav, or whatever, in front of his door out there, then it's like we had before about the case of people in a mavri where he built a daka over there demonstrating that he doesn't plan to be considered part of it anymore, therefore he doesn't answer them. Therefore the rest of them are able to carry on all the roofs. So according to his gear set, it's not huter, but huturu, b'chalagagin kolon. They, the other people who made the eruv, are allowed to carry across all the roofs.
This little roof that he made is his only one he can get to, is only him. He can go on
the
roof.
That's the point. Rashi is understanding that a daka is a small. A small doorway which goes up only from his house and doesn't go from their houses. And that's why he's mutter and the rest of them are also. Rabbi Hanano is understanding exactly the other way around. The daka is a low wall which sort of blocks him but doesn't block anybody else. Everybody else is able to use ladders or whatever to get up to the roof, but he has his doorway is blocked with this daka. So it comes out opposite. It comes out opposite understandings according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Hanano. What's going on over here? Now? Are we saying that he is mutter to carry on all the roofs, or are we saying that they are mutter to carry on all the roofs, and the fact that he didn't join in the eruv doesn't answer that? Okay. Omar Rava. So in this connection, Rava points out pa'amim shadakol isur. You can actually have an example where. Tosfos also, by the way, brings a different explanation. A daka does mean a mechitza, but what it means is that he made a mechitza all around his roof with an opening towards the other roofs, and then in front of it he made a daka, then it shows the tashmish kavua, and then it shows he plans to use it on an ongoing basis. If there's no daka, if there's no low wall over there, then he's not going to use it as tashmish kavua because you have the other people on the other roofs over there.
So basically, it's a block that's like still in true. It has a bunch of blocks.
Like those low walls. Well, that's,
yeah, you go ahead. You
that's
go,
according to Rabbeinu Hanano. Right. That's according to Rabbeinu Hanano that a daka is a low wall. According to Rashi, it's exactly the other way around. It's a low doorway. According to Rashi, that low doorway makes him mutter to use all the roofs. According to the Ri, in Tosfos, it's a low wall, and it makes it mutter because by making that low wall in front of the door, it makes it more that now he's able to use it on a more regular basis. He's able to use it for Tashmish Kavua without anybody else interfering with him. And according to Rabbeinu Hanano, the point of the daka is just the other way around to show that he doesn't plan to use the roof. Everybody else plans to use theirs. Therefore, if they make an eruv, they can carry on their roofs. With that, even though he didn't join in the eruv.
So, I must say, it's still interesting where this guy makes a little daka. Why can he walk on other people's roofs for?
According to who are you talking about? Rashi, the Ri, or Rabbeinu Hanano? Because according to Rashi, if he made a door, if he made a door out to his roof, and nobody else did, just the opposite. He is allowed to carry to all the roofs. Everybody else is not allowed to because they demonstrated by that they don't plan to use it. Omar Rava, so Rava says, Palmim Shah Daka La Isser. You can actually have a scenario where building a Daka, just the opposite, makes an Isser where there wasn't one before. Namely, Hechidami, Da'avidi Lahadi Tavitsa Debeise. Suppose instead of making the Daka in the direction of the other roofs, he made it in the direction of his garden. So he's same picture over here, but instead of the Daka, the low doorway, according to Rashi, facing out towards the other roofs, it faces out over his garden. To Omar, then we say, Lanaturi Tabitsa Hudavida, then he made it in order to guard his garden so that he can go up there and look out and make sure nobody's going into his garden or whatever, rather than to use the roofs. And then just the opposite, it shows that he's not planning to use the roofs. According to the Chachamim and Reb Meir, that you can't freely carry from one roof to another. So according to the Chachamim, for sure not. Each roof is a separate rishus. But even according to the Meir, just the opposite. He demonstrated that his roof is not his rishus anymore. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to carry between his roof and the other ones. again, if we say that a daka is a low wall, then it means the other way around. It means that if he makes this daka towards his garden, then it's not really, it makes it l'isur, but it means it doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it l'isur or l'heter, because now it doesn't change anything as far as the status of the other roofs, because nobody else is using their roofs, and neither is he.
Yeah. But that's when he decides, I want to use that one walk in the roofs. But
well, then he needs to make a daka in that direction. Right. Yeah. Okay. Boy, Romy, stay up now. Let's go back to, again, we talked about that according to Rav. We mentioned yesterday, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when we say, if you have, the question was in one sense according to the Chachamim, and another sense according to the Chachamim, let's start with, that you can't carry from one roof to another. So let's say then, so what about on your roof itself? Would you be allowed to carry freely on your whole roof? Rav had said no, only up to 4 amos, because your roof is completely open to the next roof over. And there's no, we don't say good asik, because we don't say, because the wall between them is invisible. You only have the walls below, between the houses, it's not above. Therefore, it's completely open to the next roof, which is also.
The houses are spaced or not?
The houses are not spaced, that's what we said, the houses are all together. So then you have you have 2 or 3 walls where you look down from your roof and you can see the walls of your house, but on 1 or 2 sides you don't, because you have it attached to the next house and you don't see any wall over there. Whereas Shmuel said, we still say good asik and you could carry on the whole wall. So now Rami Bachomer is asking within Rav's
on your own roof.
So now Rami Bachomer is asking within Rav's opinion, Shtei Amos Begag or Shtei Amos Be'omud Ma. Would you be allowed, according to Rav, would you be allowed to carry 2 amos on your own roof and 2 amos on a pillar which is near the roof? The pillar is standing in Rosh Hashanah, let's say. It's 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, so it's large enough to be a Rosh Hashanah. Would you be allowed to? Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, "My coming by your what is Rami Bachama even asking the question? Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah coming by your is he asking about, are you allowed to carry anything from a carmelist to Rosh Hashanah? Of course not. If you can't carry on the, if Rab is saying you can't carry more than 4 amos on the roof because it's open to the next one over, in effect, Rab is saying the roof is like a carmelist. Of course, we know you can't carry from a carmelist to Rosh Hashanah. What kind of a question is that? Now, Tosfos points out it has to be actually. We're talking about, let's say the pillar is 4 tefachim away from the roof. If it was within 4 tefachim of the roof, then actually it wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah, because again, it's right next to the roof, and the roof is a carmelis, so therefore it would be considered a carmelis as well. So then there might not be a question. Because the roof is a carmelis, because according to Rab, you can't carry on it. The whole fact that you can't carry on it more than 4 amos, because it's open to the next roof over, in effect means that it's like a carmelis. So Tosfos explains that if the pillar was 4 tefachim away from the roof, or was within 4 tefachim of the roof, then it would be a carmelis anyway. So the question then becomes, so Rishonim asks, in that case, the Rashba asks, so why don't we, instead of rejecting Rami Bachama's question, why don't we understand that that's exactly the case he's asking about, where it's within 4 tefachim of the roof? And the answer is, because then there's no real chiddush in asking. If it's a carmelis, we know you can carry 4 amos in a carmelis. And if it's below 10, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, right there it's a carmelis, and we also know you can carry within a carmelis 4 amos. So there'd also be no reason for the question. So the Gemara says, in fact, you're right. The Rami Bachama agav churfe la'ayin ba. Because of his sharpness, he didn't look into it. In other words, you're right, that wasn't the question he meant to ask. He was in a hurry to ask the question, and he didn't think to formulate the question properly. Ella, what he meant to ask is, Hachi, come and violate. What he meant to ask was, Beis Amos Begag or Beis Amos Be'achsadra, Mahu. Suppose that you have, next to the roof, suppose you have an achsadra, which is, according to Rashi, an achsadra is an area that has just 4 pillars in the corner of it and a roof on top. And Rashi holds, later on in the Perek, we're going to learn that Rashi holds, even if all 4 sides are open, as long as the roof is flat, we could say pitik or yod v'sosim. We could say the edges of the roof are considered to come down and form virtual walls around the area. So Rashi explains that the achsadra we'd have to be talking about over here would either be if larger than Beis Chasayim, or that it has a pitched roof. So if it's larger than Beis Chasayim, then the roof of it is going to be considered a carmelis. If it's got a pitched roof, then also we don't say pitik or yod v'sosim. So now the question is, therefore, that it is a carmelis. So now the question is, can you carry 2 amos on the roof and 2 amos on top of that achsadra? Tosfos points out, now why don't we say that we're talking about within the achsadra, because within the achsadra is not necessarily a camelus, because after all, it has a roof over it, so therefore it wouldn't necessarily be considered a camelus.
What would it be?
It would be a Rishos Yochan then. And we already established you can't carry from camelus to Rishos Yochan. There are different other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva talk about over here a possibility that the Astadra we're talking about is actually jointly owned by the owner of the roof and somebody else. So Reuven owns a house with a roof. Next to it is an Astadra that Reuven and Shimon jointly own. And the question would be there, can we carry a little bit from the edge of the roof onto the edge of the Astadra? So then the question is, Mahu, mi aminin kivin lehai chazi ledira v'lehai chazi ledira. Now we could take the view like this. Neither the roof nor the top of the Astadra is a place that's suitable to live on. Therefore, chadur rishosi. Therefore, we could consider it as if it was one rishos, and therefore you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. Odyoma kiven to migagla gag osir migagla achsadra nami osir. Maybe we would say since you can't carry from one roof to another, then maybe you can't carry from the roof to the achsadra. In other words, Rashi says that the question boils down to: is the problem, is the reason why we're saying that you can't, why Rav is saying you can't carry on the roof, or is it like this? We said at the beginning of the parak, why would the Chachamim say in our Mishnah that you can't carry from one roof to the other? Because they say the same way as the houses below the roofs belong to different people, the roofs also belong to different people. So you have the same problem as you would in a chotzer, different rishuyas that are all open of different people that are all open together in union and eruv. So do we say the same thing over here? Do we say that the issue is the same thing over here? So in that case, then that would apply to the from the roof to the Asadra as well, especially according to the Rishonim that we're talking about, the Asadra is jointly owned by somebody else. Or would we say the key thing is that it has to be, that, or is the key thing that it has to be, we're talking about places that you can't live on. You can't live on a roof. You can't live on top of an Asadra either. So in that case, maybe then there's not such an objection to carrying within a camelus as long as it's, in other words, they are two separate camelus, but they're next to each other. So therefore, maybe it would be allowed to carry from one to the other as long as you're within four amos, like Rav says.
So total of four amos.
So total of four amos, yeah. That's the question.
Asadra.
So Rashi explains in all places that an Asadra only has pillars at the corners, and then it's completely open on all four sides other than the pillars, and then it has a roof on top. Tosfos, actually, we're going to learn later on in the parak, that Tosfos has a different definition of Asadra. They understand an Asadra to be that it has walls on three sides, and it's open on the fourth. So according to them, the question about the Asadra over here would really be, the Asadra is open to the Shasarabim or to Kaimalis. So therefore, the question would be, what about this? So now the question would be, again, are you allowed to carry from the roof onto the top of it? From the roof of the house onto the roof of the Asadra. Or possibly even inside the Asadra as well.
But they're both very close.
They're both right next to each other, right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the question. So that's Jeremy Bahama's question. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rabibi Barabaya, then Rabibi Barabaya asked a similar question, Beis Amos Begago, Beis Amos Bechurva Mahu, what happens when you be allowed to carry two Amos on the roof and two Amos on a Churva next to the roof? Amr Rav Kahana, Lav Haina de Rami Bachama. So Rav Kahana says, why is Rabibi Barabaya even bothering to ask the question? Isn't that the same as Rami Bachama's question? It's the same kind of situation. You have the Churva is also a place where nobody lives, and belongs to somebody else, etc. Amr Rabibi Barabaya, so Rabibi Barabaya himself speaks up to explain what he's asking. He says, V'chime acher asoi v'natsoi. Do you think from an acher, from somebody else, asoi v'natsoi, that I'm coming to ask and to argue about a question? Natsoi means to argue, like shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim. So in other words, do you think that like I'm taking over a question from somebody else and presenting it as though it was my own question? I know what Rami Bachama asked, and I know, and I'm going to tell you that my question is a little bit different. Another explanation. The Meiri gives a couple of other explanations of the phrase. One of them is me achar, meaning afterwards. Do you think I walked into the Beis Medrash late and I don't know what was said before, and therefore you think I'm just asking the same question over? No, my question is different. achsadra lechazir l'dira, because an achsadra you can't live in. It's only got the four pillars on the four sides, or it's only closed in on three sides, according to Tosfos, but it's not a normal place that you can live in. V'churva, chazir l'dira. A churva, okay, it's a ruined house, but there's still enough of the walls intact that conceivably you could live in there in a pinch. So therefore, it is more considered, it's more roi l'dira. So therefore, so the question is, so if you can live in it, then what's the question? Obviously, then in that case, then the same din would apply. It would be the same as one roof to another roof. There's no question about it.
Does it matter if the owner?
Well, we're talking about it's a different owner. So if it's a different owner, that's the same thing as carrying from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. And we know the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, that's also, so then still what's the question? Again, all of this is only, primarily these questions are according to the Chachamim. They can also be according to Rav Shimon when we're talking about a keli that was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos. Because when the keli was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos, then Rav Shimon does agree you have these distinctions between the various roofs. You can't carry from one roof to another.
If it's outside, then you're...
If it was on the roof at the beginning of Shabbos, then Rav Shimon would allow you to take it to any other roof or to any other chotzer, etc.
Does he give a seichel behind it?
Because he holds, as we said in the Mishnah, that anything that's not todir and miyuchad is not considered, it doesn't need an eruv.
It was if it's inside or outside.
Because if it was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, so we didn't learn in the Gemara, but the Alter Rebbe explains in Shulchan Aruch, the reason is because when it was inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos, in effect we consider as the, in effect we can, yeah, it's sort of like you could say that was a Makom Shvisa. Yeah, kind of like we say about a Keli that, for example, wherever it is at the beginning of Yom Tov, is its Chum for the entire Yom Tov, as we learned in the Uliyur Masechta. So there's a Uliyur in our Masechta. So the same thing over here, yeah, we would say that anything that was inside the house, in effect, it's still as though it was inside the house. And to carry it out into a different Chatzar, you'd need an Eruv, yeah. Okay. So, sort of, Bibi Ba Abaye's question, again, is about a churva, but the question is, if you're saying that you can live in the churva, then fine, then it's exactly the same as somebody else's house, so what's the question? The answer is, imtim tzoloi makama. Rabbi Bibi Ba Abaye's question is based on an imtim tzoloi makama. If you're going to say, regarding Rami Bahama's question, if you're going to say that achsadra lechazir l'dira, you're going to say the reason maybe you should be allowed to carry from the roof to the achsadra, even though they belong to different people, because the achsadra can't be lived on, and therefore it should be like an extension of the roof, and therefore you should be allowed to carry the remainder of the four amos onto there. But on the other hand, churva chazir l'dira. Or on the other hand, a churva you could live in, so maybe it would have a different din. Maybe it would be like somebody else's roof. Or maybe you would say Hashtamiya Lespa Diorin. The fact is, right now nobody's living in that churva, so maybe therefore it should be Mutter. So the Gemara said Teku. So we don't know the answer.
So
now,
what Diorin is, but it was still different. That's why.
That's why Rabbi Bibi Babaya is saying, if we can answer Rami Bahama's question, then I have a follow up question. Now the Gemara is saying Teku over here, but Tosfos points out that actually we have later on in the Perek, we have something that seems to imply the answer to that. That we're going to say later on in the Perek that the Chachamim say you can't carry from one roof to another unless you make an Eruv between them. But they do say that you can carry between a roof and a Chotzer and a Merpesis, even if they belong to different people. So that would answer our question. Therefore, even if the roof belongs to one person and the Achsadra belongs to a different person, then it should be allowed. So that would answer our question. The Gemara is not giving that answer over here. So some of the Rishonim say, okay, sometimes the Gemara will do that. Sometimes the Gemara will leave something teku in one place and answer it in a different place.
Because according to the Chacham, you could
go from a roof to a chotzer, for example. They're saying you can't go from roof to roof, but they're saying you can go from roof to chotzer. Rav Shimon is saying you can do both. You can go from roof to roof and from roof to chotzer. So Tosfos says that, okay, so the Gemara could have answered that over here, but sometimes the Gemara will do that. Rishonim, the Rashba, for example, says sometimes the Gemara will do that. It'll leave something open in one place and then answer it in a different place. They also mention different maybe possibilities. Maybe they were talking about that it belongs to the same owner, whereas over here we're talking about that it belongs to different owners or whatever. So they also mention a point that here we might be talking. We said before that Rashi says the Achsadra over here might be talking about it's larger than base Sasayim. So that's another possible reason you could have that Rami Bahamas and Rabbi Bibi's questions are in that case, whereas the Gemara later on is talking about where it's less than base Sasayim.
My difficulty is that we're speaking about, now, different levels.
That was Rav Meir up there.
The roof is here and
that's fine. The Chachamim are fine with that. Rav Meir is the one who says if they're 10 Tefachim apart, then you can't do that. The Chachamim have no problem with that. The Chachamim don't care. The Chachamim don't care about 10 Chachamim difference. We said yesterday, Reb Meir was the one who makes a Gzeira if you're allowed to carry from one roof to another when they're more than 10 Tefachim apart, or from a roof to a Chatzar, or whatever, you may come to, if you have, in Rosh Hashanah Abim, you have a pillar 10 Tefachim tall, you may come to put something on it, where there you're transferring from Rosh Hashanah Abim to Rosh Hashanah Yachin. Therefore, you're going to make a Gzeira, even if such a thing is located in Rosh Hashanah Yachin. The Chachamim don't hold of that Gzeira. Next. Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir. Now let's talk about another case. We said before, we had Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel on the case where you had a bunch of, the Machloikas between them was, according to the Chachamim, if you have a bunch of roofs that are one next to the other without space between them. So then we said that Rav had said you can only, even on your own roof, you can only carry up to 4 amas, because again, we said there's no visible wall between your roof and the next one, so you can't say good asik, you can't say good asik. Whereas Shmuel says you still could say good asik because inside you have a wall over there, so therefore we can consider as though it comes up. On the other 3 sides, you don't need it anyway, because on the other 3 sides you have the walls of the house. So now we have another case. Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir.
Then we have the walls of the house, same way everyone knows that a house has to have.
No, that's not the point. The point is, when you look down, if you stand on the roof and you look down in this direction, in this direction, in this direction, you see the walls of the house below you. Do it carefully so you don't fall over, but you can see that there are other walls there. Therefore, you can say good asset on them. On the 4th side, where it touches the next roof, you don't see any roof, you don't see any wall over there. You know that there's a wall over there between your house and the neighbor's house. But Rav says that's not good enough. Shmuel says it is. Now, what about Gagin Ashovin Lera Meir? What about a coin to the mayor? If you have a bunch of roofs that are all on the same level, where he said that then you can carry from one to the other, or the Gag Yechidi Lerabanan, or a coin to the Rabanan if you have an individual roof which is not next to other roofs. So then we have also a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav Amma Mutzel Vatalta Bakulay, or Shmuel Amma Ein Vatalin Bay El Bajalin. So Rav and Shmuel have exactly the opposite opinions, as we said on Daf Pei Test, that they had regarding connected roofs. In this case, Rav would say that you can carry on your entire roof, and Shmuel would say you can only carry on your own roof up to 4 amas. Exactly the opposite of what we said before. Now, so we have to figure out why. So Rav Amma Mutzel Vatalin Bakulay Kasha the Rav of the Rav. Don't we have a contradiction between Rav's statement before and Rav's statement over here? Now, we're assuming in our case, what we have is that, okay, so like this, in the case before we had, again, we said you look down, you can see the walls of the house, because the roof and the wall meet at a right angle, and if you look down from the roof, if you look over the edge, you will directly see the wall. Now we're assuming that it's not like that. Now we're assuming that the roof overhangs the edge of the wall, such that if you look down, you're not going to see the wall. So then the question is, Rav explains like this. Rashi explains that the problem is that, if we're talking according to the mayor, a bunch of roofs that are next to each other, wouldn't you have the problem, though, never mind one roof and the next, don't you have, though, that on the various sides of the house, you have Rosh Hasharabim's, the roof, in effect, is completely open to the Rosh Hasharabim, because the roof overhangs the wall on all sides, therefore the roof is considered as if it was open to Rosh Hasharabim, even though it's more than 10 tefachim above Rosh Hasharabim, it doesn't matter, because there's no mechitzis in order to consider it, that should be separated, so therefore it should be also to carry more than 4 amos on it. Why is Rav saying over here you can carry on the entire roof? And the same question can be according to the Rabbanon with an individual roof. The house has all 4 walls. There's no, it's not attached to the roof next to it at all. But again, you have Rosh Hasharabim all around it, and you have, or at least on some sides of it, and it's open to those Rosh Hasharabim in the sense that since the roof overhangs the walls, then you don't have mechitzis. So then in that case, it should be also.
But the actual roof you are is obviously Rosh Hasharabim.
But it's open completely to Rosh Hasharabim. Now that's the point of Rashi. A number of the other Rishonim disagree with that and say that no, we wouldn't say necessarily that we considered open to the Rosh Hasharabim. It is after all more than 10 tefachim above Rosh Hasharabim. But you have the problem at least that you don't have mechitzas around it, because you, again, the mechitzas are covered over by the edges of the roof.
and you can't see it.
And you can't see it. In other words, if you look down, you're not going to see it.
Because there's no fence around.
Yeah, so then, so why is Rav saying you can carry on the whole thing? The answer is because you're not talking about where you can't see the walls. Because the difference is, in the previous case on Daf Pei Tes, you couldn't see the wall because, again, you had, there was one side where it's attached to the next wall, to the next roof, and there's no wall over there. You can't see that there's a wall over there. Rav is not going to say Gudasi. We are actually talking about it here. We're not talking about where the roof overhangs the wall. We're talking about where the roof meets the wall at a right angle. So there you go then. You look down on all four sides. So if it's a bias yachid, you look down on all four sides and you can see the wall. So good asif will work on all four sides. Around. Therefore, the fact that there's a shasaradim around it doesn't matter because we will say good asif. If we're talking according to the mayor with roofs that are next to each other, same idea. The mayor allows you to carry it from one roof to another as long as they're within 10 tefachim one of another. So therefore, good. Again, you're talking about that between all the houses together, all of them, the roof and the wall meet each other at a right angle. So any place you're standing on the roof, you can look down and you'll see a wall below you. So then you're good. Good asset works on all sides and you're fine. So there's no contradiction with the previous case where there was one side where you look down and you don't see a wall.
Okay, but because Rameyer, we're talking about Rameyer, he's one of the holes you can walk on all the
roofs. Rameyer says you can walk on all the roofs, but only if they're within 10 tefachim of each other. The Chachamim say you can only carry on your own roof. The Chachamim are saying you can only carry on your own roof. So according to the Chachamim, the scenario we're talking about over here would not work if you have two roofs attached, because then you're back to the case we had on Daf Pei Tes. Where you have one roof is open to another, and therefore, and there's no visible wall over there, and Rav's going to say, you can't say good asset. But here, where it's a single house by itself, then you have, as long as you can see the walls, wherever you look down, then you're good. According to the mayor, the same thing would work if you have a bunch of houses together, and wherever you stand on the roofs, you can look down and see the wall. So therefore, so it's no contradiction of Rav's statement. We thought that it was contradicting because we thought the case over here was talking about where the roof overhangs the wall, and we're saying that no, that's not the case. We're talking about where it meets it at an angle, yeah, at a right angle, yeah. Okay, what about Shmuel Amar Ein Metaltelin by Ela B'Dalamas? Shmuel is saying that in this case over here, an individual house according to the Chachamim or connected houses according to the mayor, that on each roof you can only carry up to four amas. So Kasha de Shmuel and de Shmuel. So he's contradicting himself. Before Shmuel said that you can carry on the whole roof, why over here is he only saying you can carry up to four amas? The answer is, Hosam lehabi yosim beis sasayim, hocha habi yosim beis sasayim. Because we're talking about a scenario over here where the roof is more than, over there we were talking about it was less than beis sasayim. Here it's talking about that there's more. Now, the point is, in other words, we're not talking about a different scenario. Well, we are talking about a different scenario, but the difference is like this. Before we were talking, according to the Chachamim, before we were talking according on Daf Pei Tes, at the beginning of the parak, we were talking according to the Chachamim, where they say that each roof is considered its own thing, and we can say good asik between one roof and the next, in order to make each roof marked off from the next one. So the fact that Shmuel had said there's a wall inside, we consider as though that wall was pulled up to make a mechitza between one and the next, then even though we don't see it, and that's fine. But now we're talking according to the mayor. According to the mayor, he considers that you don't need the walls between the houses because you're anyway allowed to carry from one roof to another. But altogether, the aggregate area of all the roofs together ends up being more than Beis Tzadik, or it could be. It ends up being more than Beis Tzadik. The Old Sturgeon Street, let's say, or yeah. And therefore you have an issue. So that because here we're talking, and if we're talking about an individual house, then it would be, again, if the individual building is more than Beis Tzadik in size, then he would say that, again, you can't carry in it more than four amas. Whereas before, we were talking about an individual house which is less than that size, and it's next to another house, according to the Chachamim, fine. We say each house is separate, but because each one is separate, therefore the wall from beneath comes up and becomes good asset.
So the one that says that even if you can't see the wall, we may make believe it's there.
That's Shmuel. That was Shmuel. But here he was saying, according to the mayor, where we don't even need that, because we don't need the wall in between to count, because according to him, all the roofs are considered one resource anyway, as long as they're within 10 tefachim. Fine, but now the whole area of all the roofs together is more than based on saying. Yeah. So here it's more than based on saying. And Vahani Mechitzis, he says, what about the fact that there are Mechitzis? And you're going to say Gudasik. The problem is the Mechitzis, Lamata Avidon, they're made for the bottom. They're made to enclose the houses. Lamaila Loy Avidon, the walls of the houses were not made to enclose the roof, because after all, they don't enclose the roof. They stop at the roof line. Therefore, we have a kaikrif yosim v'sasayim shalayhukraf l'dira. So in effect, therefore, you have over here a kaikrif, which is more than v'sasayim, which was not enclosed for living purposes. And we know v'chol kaikrif yosim v'sasayim shalayhukraf l'dira ein metalpan v'el abdalim. Therefore, you can only carry in it up to 4 ounces. So again, this would be according to the mayor or the hachamim, respectively. It's also relevant, according to the Shimon, for a keli that was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. How far can you carry it?
Okay.
According to Shmuel, this is not. So according to Shmuel, this is a kaikrif more than Beis Sasayim.
That's
why. Okay. Itmar. So now we have another discussion related to this. Sfina. What about a boat? Are you allowed to carry on a boat on Shabbos? Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry on the whole thing, no matter how large it is. Shmuel says you can only carry up to 4 amos on it, which the case is, Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula, because we're talking about where the boat is larger than Beis Sasayim in area. It's more than 50 by 100 amos. So Rav says you're allowed to carry in the whole thing. Why? Because after all, you have mechitzas. And therefore, it's hukaf l'dira. So you're good. The same way as a house, the same way as you can carry in a house, no matter how large the house is, because it was hukaf l'dira, the same thing over here. The boat is made to be able to live in. To be
Those
able to,
boats have some walls.
Yeah, they have walls. Ushmuel ama ein metalpin ve'el ba'amamas, whereas Shmuel says you can only carry in it 4 amas, because he says, mechitzas la'abriach mayim asuyas. Because he says, essentially, the walls are only there in order to keep out the water. Now, the pashtos, they're not really meant for dira. Now, we had that concept, Tosfos points out, we had that concept of machitzas la'abriach mayim asuyas earlier in Or Masechta in connection with the dinim of Tchumri Shabbos, where we dealt with the question, if a person is on a boat which went outside the Tchuman Shabbos, are they allowed to carry in the whole boat or only 4 amas? Do we consider that they're now within mechitzas, so those mechitzas are now outside of their tchum, but they're in a new area with mechitzas, and therefore they should be able to carry in the whole thing, or maybe only 4 amas. And Rav Zeira had used the expression over there, the same expression over here, is mechitzas la'abriach mayim asuyas. Tosfos says it's not really the same thing, because there we're talking in connection with tchum, and here and how far you can walk in it. Here we're talking about in connection with, is it considered a reshus yachid? So it's not really necessarily the same, even though we're using the same expression, not necessarily would Rav Zeira and Shmuel agree with each other's opinions when it comes to the respective deal. But anyway,
it's very hard to think that some years ago when they were living, and they assumed that boats just made to hold the water.
So maybe what it is, not to hold the water, to keep out the water. But pashtus, you know, we're not talking about like, you know, let's say the cruise ships they have nowadays. We have many, many levels above the water. The walls over there are surely not lahavriach mayim. The pashtus, we're talking about a boat that's mostly in the water. We're talking about a boat that of the whole of it is in the water. So when you go down below decks, you're within walls, sure, but those walls are there to keep out the water. Those walls were not really designed so much for the purpose of living in. Let's say, for example, let's say on the Titanic or something, you know, they had first, second, third class or whatever. So you think of the third class berths and whatever, the third class cabins were mostly below the waterline. So those would be the kind of thing we're talking about. The walls that separate them from the water. Are those walls made for dira, or are those walls essentially made to keep out the water? So Shmuel is saying they're mainly meant to keep out the water. It's not really designed so much for dira. Yeah, you can live in there, obviously, but it's not necessarily designed for that purpose.
It's those days people didn't...
Yeah, I guess people...
Well, no, people traveled more than travel.
People traveled, sure, but the point is that they didn't necessarily stay that much time below decks. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. So Shmuel says that's not considered mechitza. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Rav Chiya bar Yosef asks Shmuel, Hilchos ha-kavosach, Hilchos ha-kadam. Who is the halacha like in this connection with the boat? Or actually, we're going to see soon in the Gemara that he might have been asking about a different case. We'll get to that soon. But right now, we're going to assume that he's asking about this case with the boat. Who is the halacha like, you or Rav? Amalei Hilchos ha-kadam. He answers, the halacha is like Rav. Now, what does that mean? Many of the Mephoshim say it means that Shmuel changed his mind. He decided in the end that the halacha should be like Rav. Another possibility is that some of the Mephoshim bring up is maybe when Shmuel said mechitzas la'avriach mayim asuyas, and therefore they're not considered mechitzas, maybe that was he was quoting what his Rebbein said. He himself held like Rav. So therefore he's not really changing his mind, but he's telling us that I myself tackle hold like Rav, but what I was saying before is what my Rebbein told me. Okay.
But if there's a rebbein, he was probably saying his rebbein's name, no?
Not necessarily.
No.
Maybe not. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so the halacha is like that. Amr of Gidol, Amr of Chiyah Yosef. However, then we have a further detail on that. Rav Gidol says in the name of Chiyah Yosef, Umoydeh Rav. Now Rav, even Rav, who's saying that you can carry anywhere you want in the boat, and we say, and we're saying in the end, Shmuel agrees to him. He would agree though, Shein Kfar Al Pia, that if you turn the boat upside down, Shein Metalflin Rala Ba'arba Amos, that then you can only carry 4 Amos in it. Now, in other words, the boat is more than 10 tefachim tall. You flipped it over. So now the bottom of the boat is on top. Now you have a roof over there. So in effect, it's like a roof. So therefore, you can only carry on it up to 4 amos. Again, we're talking about the boat is larger than Beis Hasayim. So it's like any other roof. You have actually a machlokas, a poskim, whether what would be the din about carrying inside it. Would we say the same thing? Inside it would also be only up to 4 amos. Or maybe inside you can carry as much as you want, only on the roof of it, according to Rav, would you be limited to 4 amos. The Rashba discusses it over here and says it would be also inside. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, understands the Rosh to be saying that inside you can carry as much as you want.
Inside the boat, like a
regular boat. Like underneath the boat, yes.
If
it's turned over, we're talking about. So the question is, though, Kfal Amai. The question is, why did you turn over the boat? Elema Lodur Tachter. Are we talking about that you turned it over because now you actually plan to live underneath it? Then why would it be any different than a single roof? We just said before on Amud Aleph that according to Rav, you're allowed to carry on the whole thing, even if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, because the mechitzes are made for Dira. So fine, we don't care. Rav doesn't care about the fact that the mechitzes were not designed for the roof. Shmuel cared about that, we said on Amud Aleph, but Rav didn't care about that. As long as you can look down and see mechitzes on every side of you, and then Rav says we would say good astik, so there would the same thing should apply over here.
I'm a little lost over here. Are you living in the water?
You're living, no, under a boat. No, you put the boat on the land. You brought the boat up onto the land. You flipped it over and you want to live underneath it. Yeah. So why would Rav say that you can't carry more than 4 amos on top of it? The same way as we said that an individual house, according to Rav, would say that the Rabbanon would agree, would say you can carry on the whole thing, because you have, even though you don't have walls around the roof, but you have 4 walls of the house, and good asik makes it that they're considered walls of the roof as well.
Okay, the house has 4 walls.
That's the point. In other words, the top of the roof, top of the boat should have the same din as the top of the house. Rav doesn't care about the fact that it wasn't a hukaf ledira, even though it's more than Beis Hasayim, because after all, it has walls by way of good asik. Only Shmuel was concerned about that. But so why all of a sudden is Rav saying over here that you can only carry up to 4 amos on top of the boat? The answer is, Ela shekfal lezoifsa. So we have to be talking about he flipped over the boat in order to put tar on it.
Oh.
So now what happens is, now the mechitzes are not functioning as a dira, because now they're not serving the inside of the boat, because now you can't use the boat for its purpose. If it was right side up, and the boat is in the water and it has mechitzes, fine. Rav says the mechitzes are served for dira, like those cabins below deck that we were talking about before, and therefore, fine, you can carry in it anywhere you want. But now that the boat is flipped over, those mechitzes are not serving the purpose of the boat. They're not serving to live in there either, because you're not actually living in there. You only have it upside down in order to put tar on the boat to make it waterproof. Therefore, in effect, it's just like a pillar. And you don't say good asik by that. You can say good asik, fine, only up to Beis Hasayim, but it's more than Beis Hasayim, so then it's a camelus.
But even if it's less than Beis Hasayim, if it's not made to live, it
doesn't matter. The fact that
it's upside down to put the star on it.
No, but the point is that as long as it's upside down, where if you're walking along the top of it, if the top is less than Beis Hasayim, then fine, we say good asik, it's considered it has walls, and therefore you can carry in it. But once the boat itself is larger than Beis Hasayim, and the walls are not serving the purpose of mechitzes anymore, then we consider it as though it was a solid block. Imagine you have, for example, a solid block, or a solid pillar, or a solid mound of dirt or something, which is more than Beis Hasayim, and it's more than 10 tefachim tall. We've learned earlier in the Masechta, you can only carry it up to 4 tefachim, up to 4 amos, I mean. So there you go, same thing over here. Okay.
It's over here. It's
upside down for the purpose of tarring it, not for the purpose of living in it. Right. If it was for the purpose of living in it, then in effect you have a house over here, and as long as it's a house, then it has the dinim of a house and the roof of a house. So then it wouldn't matter according to Rav, even if it's more than Beis Hasayim, it would be fine. Only for Shmuel would it matter, exactly. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Rav Ashi Masni Lo Asfina, Rav Acha Breder Rav Masni Lo Achsadra. Now, this that we just said, that Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, who is the halacha like? And Shmuel answered, the halacha is like Rav. So Rav Ashi says that case, when he, that, that, Now that case, when Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav, was talking about this case of the boat that we just mentioned, the case where the boat was upside down. On the other hand, Rav Achsadra, he learned that the question and the answer was in connection with the case of an Achsadra, not in connection with the case of the boat. Namely, what's that case? It's the Itmar. Achsadra Babika, if you have an Achsadra in a valley. Now again, Rashi in all places explains that an Achsadra looks like this. It just has four pillars in the corner and a roof on top. Now, unlike before on Amud Aleph, when we mentioned an Achsadra, and Rashi made a point of saying over there that this Achsadra has a pitched roof, so that we can't say Pitikah Yerid Besosim, or that it was more than Beis Sasayim. Here, the Achsadra is less than Beis Sasayim, and it has a flat roof. So the question is, do we say Pitikah Yerid Besosim? That's according to Rashi. Tosfos learns that an Achsadra is closed in on three sides and open on the floors. And the question is, do we say Pitikah Yerid Besosim when the fourth side is completely open, or does the fourth side have to be closed in at least a little bit? That's going to be the question. So, Achsadra Vika, Rav Amar Mutzal B'Tal to B'Kola, Rav says you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Achsadra. Yeah, I don't know. What's all this background noise over here? Let's see. I'm muting you if you don't mind. Yeah. If you have a question, then unmute and ask it. So Rav Amar Mutzal B'Tal to B'Kola, Rav says you're allowed to carry throughout the entire Achsadra. Ushmul Amar Ein Matal Tman Be'al Abarba. Shmuel says only up to four Amos, because it's a camelus. In other words, Rav Amar Mutzal B'Tal to B'Kola, Aminan Pi Tikra Yerid V'Sosim, because Rav says that you can say the edges of the roof come down and form virtual mechitzas. According to Rashi, all four sides that works on, according to Rav, according to Tosfos, even on, we're talking on one side, but it's completely open. The reason why, by the way, we're mentioning Achsadra B'Bika, usually an Achsadra is attached to a house or something, or to a house or a chotzer or something, so usually it has walls on those sides. Here we're talking about it's in a valley, so it's completely open. The valley itself is camelous, and again, according to Rashi, all four sides of it are completely open to camelous, and according to Tosfos, the one side of it that's open is open to camelous. Right. So Rav says Pitikah Yerid V'Sosim. Therefore, the inside of it is considered a Rishus Yachid. Because we don't say, according to Rashi, in other words, Shmuel would say you don't say Pitikah Yerid V'Sosim on all four sides. And according to Tosfos, you don't say Pitikah Yerid V'Sosim even on one side if that side is completely open. Yeah. Okay. So Rav Acha Brei de Rabba learned that afterwards Rav Chia Bar Yosef went and asked Shmuel, who is the halacha like Rav that you can carry in the whole thing, or like you that you can only carry in four amos, and Shmuel answered him, according to that version, you can carry in the whole thing. So it wasn't in connection with the boat, like we said before, it was in connection with the Sachsadra. That's how Rav Acha Brei de Rabba learns the question and the answer. So the question is, So the question is, we just said on Amud Aleph, going back to, we said again, we had the second Machloikas Rav and Shmuel regarding roofs, where again, we had, according to the Chachamim, if you're talking a single roof, and according to the Meir, if you're talking about many roofs attached together, that Rav says you can carry on the whole thing, meaning, in other words, that he allows you to carry on the whole thing. So the question is, he doesn't even care about it as Beis Hasayim, because he says the fact that you have walls around the houses, you have good asik, so, and it's considered hukaf ledira. Shmuel held it's not hukaf ledira. Rav doesn't worry about that. So the question is, but Rav alibadid a mayor the talpli magagla chotzer. Why then, according to Rav's understanding, why according to the mayor would you not be allowed to carry from a roof to a chotzer? In other words, the question is that if we're talking according to the Rabbanan, then we said before, and we're going to say later, that in fact, according to the Chachamim, you are allowed to carry from a roof to a chatzar. But the question is, according to Rabbi Meir is saying that you can carry between all the roofs, and we don't worry about even if it's more than Beis Hasayim. So why, according to that logic, should you not be allowed to carry to the chatzar? Why don't we consider it also as all being one rishus? The answer is gzeira mishum de Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. We said at the beginning of the parak, because we had Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's point, that you could have a mound of dirt or a pillar or something in Rosh Hashanah, right, which is large. Well, if you can have one, that the mayor would say it's also to bring something, from, let's say, from the chotzer into a pillar, onto a pillar in the chotzer that's 10 by 4, because if you had such a thing in Rosh Hashanah and you put something on it, then you'd be carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and it would be also Daraisa. Therefore, he makes a Zera even in the chotzer. Same thing over here, then. He would say the roof and the chotzer are more than 10 tefachim apart. Therefore, because of that, he doesn't want you carrying between the roofs and the chatzeres. Now, Rashi points out, the question is not according to Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, in fact, the mayor considers all of the roofs that are on the same level, if they're more than base chasayim, then it's a chimelis. So, of course, you can't carry from them to a chatzer. After all, the chatzer itself is, even if they didn't make an eruv, the chatzer itself is a Rosh Hashanah. It's just a Rosh Hashanah that doesn't have an eruv. So,
and because it belongs to a bunch of people, that's
because
why
it belongs to a bunch of people, therefore they can't carry in that chotzer.
That's why it's a chotzer?
Well, a chotzer usually is shared by many people.
But it's always considered
a chotzer yachid because it has walls around it. As opposed to the roof over here, again, if the roof's total more than base chasayim, or it's one individual roof more than base chasayim, then Shmuel says, and since you don't have actual mechitzas around it, we don't say good asik because the walls that are there were meant for the house below, not for the roof above. Therefore, the roof is karmelis, and of course, you can't carry from a karmelis to a chasayim. We're not going to say, in other words, that the chotzer, since you didn't make an eruv in it, should also be considered a karmelis. It's not considered a chasayim. It's just a Rosh Hashanah where you can't carry because you didn't make an Eruv.
Because you also can't carry because it's two different places.
Right.
Because it's an Eruv.
Right. Well, no, that was according to the mayor. According to the mayor, you have the Gzeira.
Right.
According to the mayor, you have the Gzeira between. Right. According to Shmuel, no. According to Shmuel, there's something else. According to Shmuel, Reb Meir anyway says that the roofs are considered karmelis. So forget about the question of the gzeira. Even if we didn't have the gzeira, just the fact that the roof is a karmelis and the chotzer is a shosayachid would itself be enough reason why you can't carry from one to the other. Rashi explains, we're going to learn tomorrow, Bez Hashem, that on Daf Tzadik Aleph, that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry between a roof and a chotzer. Shmuel would understand that that's talking about the case that we had on Daf Peites at the beginning of the Perek, where you have you have a bunch of roofs connected together, where then he says that according to the Chachamim, you can say good asik because of the walls between the houses, and therefore good. So each roof is not based chasayim, therefore you can carry freely between all the roofs. And according to the Chachamim, you can not freely between the roofs. You can't, according to him, carry between the roofs because you can only carry up to four amos on any one roof.
Well, you could.
But you can carry between the roof and the chotzer because the Chachamim don't hold it. Rav Meir's zera. And there you have, you're carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another. So the question is, Shmuel alibidit abon and italta megagwa kaibif. What about, you have to ask then according to Shmuel's understanding of the Chachamim, where again we said you're talking one individual house, which is more than Beis Tzayin, then he says that you can't carry more than four amos on it. In other words, he's saying that the roof is considered timeless. So by that logic, you should be able to carry nitalta megagwa kaibif. You should be able to carry within four amos from the roof to a kaibif next to it, two amos on the roof and two amos on the kaibif. But we say that no, the Chachamim are saying roofs and chatzeres are one rishus. But a kaibif, the Chachamim are considering a separate rishus. Now why? By that logic, you could say, the same way as the Chachamim will allow you to take something two amos from the edge of the roof and bring it two amos into the chotzer, according to Shmuel, the same way the Chachamim should also allow, according to Shmuel, two amos on the roof and two amos in the kaibif. Why are they saying a kaibif is different? A kaibif is an area more than based on sign that's not hukat l'dira. That wasn't enclosed for the purpose of using it for living area. Right. So the answer is, Amar Rava Ba'ula, Gzeira Shemi Yipachis Hagag. The reason, according to Shmuel, is because we have to make a Gzeira because the roof might become less. Meaning, in other words, Rashi explains, the roof might, let's say, for example, some of that, Rashi doesn't specify what he means by Yipachis Hagag, he just says, V'yachsami Beis Tzayim. The roof might end up being less than Beis Tzayim in size, which could be, it could be because some of it falls away, but it could also be because, let's say, some of it was enclosed separately, or whatever it is. The point is, what might happen is that then they may decide, you know what, let's say we're talking about part of the roof fell in, yeah. So let's say part of the roof fell in. They decide, you know what, it's too expensive to fix the roof. You know what we'll do? We'll make the house smaller, and we'll make that part, that broken part of the roof, will now be outside the house. So now what are they doing? They're making new mechitzas inside, to fit the new size of the roof.
Invisible ones, right?
So now, the point is, in other words, that now the roof is less than Beis Sasayim in size. So now what happens? The mechitzas from below do work, because now you have, again, Shmuel had only said the mechitzas don't work when the roof, or the total amount of roofs, is more than Beis Sasayim. If it's less than Beis Sasayim, then we have the first machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in the Perek, where we said Shmuel allow you to carry on the whole roof. Why? Because the walls of the house, and even the invisible wall between your house and the next, work for good asset. Okay, according to the Chachamim, we're not talking about over here, we can't deal with the invisible walls. According to the Chachamim, each roof you can't carry from one to the other. Fine. But the Chachamim do say that at least if it's an individual house, if it's less than Beis Sasayim, then you're allowed to carry freely on the roof. The problem is that now the roof might end up being less than Beis Sasayim, because the house beneath it now is less than Beis Sasayim, because, again, part of the roof crumbled away or whatever. Now you're going to think that you can still carry from the roof to the Kaifer, and you can't, because now you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Carmelis. And that's no good. So therefore, Shmuel is going to prevent you from doing that in the first place.
Just in case the roof might fall in?
Just in case that you might have that the roof had fallen in, and then you're going to make the house smaller to compensate.
But if the roof is a strong roof,
then don't. Let's say, but then when we make a Gzeder, then we make a Gzeder like that. There are different other explanations among the Rishonim, what we're talking about over here, Pachas Agag. Tosfos explains over here a different explanation. That we're talking about, let's say, part of the roof falls in the middle, and now what happens is the people inside the house start regularly going up onto the roof. There's a hole in the roof anyway. You might as well put a ladder over there, put a step stool over there, and regularly go up to the roof. Now the roof is considered hukaf l'gera. And now you have, now again, if you carry from it to the kaifer, if you're carrying from a shosayach to kamelis. So for that reason, Shmuel doesn't want you to do that. So the question is, Yehochi mekaipa for kaipa namala yitalzo. By that logic, you shouldn't be allowed to carry from one kaipa to another. If they're both more than Beis Sasayim, you shouldn't, if you're carrying, let's say again, two amas in one and two amas in the other, it should also be osir. Dilma mifchis for osir tatuli. Because again, the kaipa might be reduced in size. You might one day decide to bring in the fence around the kaipa, make it smaller, and now the kaipa is less than Beis Sasayim, and you're not going to realize, and you're going to be carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Kaimelis. The answer is that's not a problem, because hosam in that case of a kaipa next to a kaipa, e mifchis, if the kaipa is reduced in size, minker le milse, it will be recognizable. You stand within the chitzis, it's easy to gauge how much the space is. It's easy to look when you're inside mechitzas that are visible to you and get an idea how large is this area. You can see, is this more than Beis Sasayim, is this less than Beis Sasayim?
This time is huge.
It's only 50 by 100 amas. It's not all that large.
770?
No, it's about the size of 770. No, maybe a little larger than that. Whatever. 50 by 100 amas is...
A kaipas has to have mechitzas?
A kaipas, yeah, by definition, has to have mechitzas around it, yeah. But the point is, where the mechitzas are visible to you, it becomes very easy to notice, am I within mechitzas that enclose an area of more than Beis Sasayim or not? As opposed to hocha, in our case for the roof, imifchis loy minkra milsa. If the roof now is smaller and the house underneath it is smaller, it's not as recognizable because you don't have walls around it anyway. You're relying on the walls of the house and saying good asset. So when you're standing on a flat area without walls around it, it's much harder to tell, is this Beis Sasayim or not? Therefore, we're concerned that it might actually be smaller, and you're not going to notice.
We're talking about a carcass again.
We're talking over here about a roof, which in effect, if the roof is Beis Sasayim, then Shmuel is considering it like a kaipif. So we're saying, therefore, Shmuel does not want you carrying from that roof to the kaipif next door, because you might mistakenly carry from the roof even when it's less than Beis Sasayim. On the other hand, when you have which would then become a Rosh Hashanah, right? And then they would have a problem. But when it comes to two kaipapas, one next to another, then you don't have that problem, because if one of them is smaller, you'll be able to see. You see where the machitzas are, and it's more noticeable. According to Tosfos, that we're talking about, the case is that because there's a hole in the roof, the people inside might start using the roof more regularly. They might put a step stool over there and start using it more regularly. And then minka means a little bit different. It means when it comes to a kaipif, and you have if the kaipif is smaller, again, you can notice it easily enough. It's easy enough to see that the kaipif is different in size. Over here, what it is that when you're standing on the roof, the person standing in the kaipif when you're on the roof, the person standing in the carpet does not realize that the roof has a hole in it. And when you're standing on the roof, you don't necessarily realize, hey, because there's a hole in the roof, therefore this roof has a different din. You're not going to realize that. You're not going to realize that this roof now has the din of a shusayafid, and therefore that you're going to be also to carry from it to the carpet. Therefore, Shmuel doesn't want you carrying from the roof to the carpet, even when the roof is a hole, and even when the roof is more than base hasayim, because of that concern.
It is a ladder.
Hello?
Yeah,
isn't it a gzera on a gzera?
It's maybe, but on the other hand, we could say that it's one of those things we call kula chod gzera. See, it's all one gzera as part of the gzera of that you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Kamalas. We make it that when you have something which could become a Rosh Hashanah without you realizing, then we're not going to allow you to carry from one to the other. So what were you going to say, Ali? Well,
is it a chair or a ladder?
Yeah.
It's a simon, like putting on a lechi somewhere.
If you're standing on the roof, you don't necessarily realize it. You're standing on the roof.
You mentioned that they put the ladder.
Let's say they put a ladder there, but it's
just the one time.
Yeah, let's say, for example, just to go up on the roof. Yeah. But it's not so obvious when you're standing on the roof. Hey, now this roof has a different din. This is the point of Tosfos' explanation.
Right, because it's a hole, people regularly started using it.
So if they start regularly using it, then maybe. Right now, we're talking about where they were first using it, then it's not so obvious that now it has a different din, and therefore Shmuel doesn't want you to carry from the roof to the carpet from the first place.
I was comparing it to what we learned before, earlier, that if the roof meets, it's just that people are putting the clothes of their hats to lean on
right.
it. If he puts a ladder, it shows that he's using it for himself. The same thing with
him. Right, but here, just the opposite. If you put a permanent ladder, then you're demonstrating that this is a Rosh Hashanah.
Right,
so then all the more so, you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to a carpet. So then you for sure have a problem. The problem is, Shmuel is saying, again, that you're not going to realize that the din of this roof has changed, that it used to be a timeless, and now it's a Rosh Hashanah, and then you might still carry, and then you're going to have an issue.
How big does the hole has to be between the roof on the roof?
Doesn't say, according to Rashi, the size of the hole doesn't matter. The point is that part of the roof crumbled away, and now the remaining part of the roof is less than base hasayim, and you made the house smaller to match. According to Tosfos' explanation, we're talking about the hole is large enough that now the people in the house figure, hey, now we can use this roof as a skylight and go through the house and go from the house up onto the roof. So then it would be whatever size people can get through, maybe 4x4 tefachim, I don't know.
You mentioned that the house has to match that.
The idea is, in other words, what I'm saying about matching is, so let's say the roof was originally more than base hasayim, but now let's say one end of the roof crumbled away. So let's give numbers. A base hasayim we said is 50 by 100 amos, or if it's square, then it's 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. So let's say, for example, you had a house that was 55 by 100 amos. So it's larger than base hasayim. Now let's say at the edge of it, 5 amos of the roof crumbled away. So you decide, you know what, instead of fixing 5 amos of roof, that's too expensive, you know what I'll do? I'll just make the house 5 amos smaller. I'll build a mechitza inside the house that'll wall off that part. From now on, that crumbled part will be outside our living area. And therefore, I don't care if it crumbles away further. And we'll have, instead of our living area being 55 by 100, now it'll be only 50 by 100. That's based on science. So now the roof is also based on science. Now the roof is Rosh Hashanah. Again, because according to Shmuel, we do say good asik over here. And therefore, the roof is considered to have mechitzas, and now it's hukaf ladira.
So this mechitza just make believe mechitza. No.
We're talking about you've made an actual mechitza because you decided I don't want to worry about that area where the roof crumbled away. I want that to be outside of my living area. Now I'm going to build inside the house a new wall to wall off that area.
Okay, that's an obvious
Rosh Hashanah. The house is Rosh Hashanah. No, the house has been Rosh Hashanah the whole time. The question is the roof. Again, what makes the roof? A Rosh Hashanah is the walls of the house that come up and make good asset.
Less than
it's less than base hasayim versus more than base hasayim. Remember, Shmuel also isn't worried about if the walls are not visible from above because he says the wall, you can still say good asset with walls that are invisible as well as long as they're inside below the roof. So therefore, this new wall that you built to wall off the area where the roof crumbled in, that wall now becomes the fourth wall of the roof. Now you have the roof is surrounded by walls, by virtual walls, by good Asik walls, and the whole roof is less than Beis Hasayim, where before it was more than Beis Hasayim. So before it was a Kaimelis, now it became a Rishus HaYachid, and you're still carrying it from it to the permit to the Karpif, not realizing that the halacha of it has changed.
Okay. Yes and no, because the wall, the roof has a hole, but the house, you say good achis when there are walls go right to the ground. In the case of the roof, you just have a hole in the roof. There's nothing going down to the ground.
No, that's not the point. The point is you have the walls of the house. You have the three walls of the house that you had before, which we say good asik with them, because again, we're not talking about where the roof overhangs the walls. If it did, we wouldn't say good asik anyway. We're talking about where the roof and the walls meet at a right angle. Now we're talking about, because part of the roof crumbled away, what you did is you built a new wall inside the house by the edge of the crumbled area to keep the crumbled area we're going to leave out of the house from now on.
Gotcha.
It's going to become like a backyard or like a, you know, it'll become like a porch, like an open air porch or something, whatever. But it's not part of our living space anymore. So now the roof has underneath it walls on all four sides, which enclose an area of Beis Hasayim or less. Therefore, the roof is not a kamelis anymore. Now the roof is not a house. Now it's a roof of a house. It's a rishus yachid, like any regular roof. And now it's a rishus yachid. Now if you carry from it to the karpif, then you're being over on it. So did Rabbanon of carrying from rishus yachid to kamelis, even though you're carrying within a total of 4 amas. Yeah.
The walls that you build around the hole on the floor.
Not around the hole. Maybe that's the misunderstanding over here. You didn't build a wall around the hole. What you built is you had, let's say, for example, on the east side of your house, the last 5 amas of the wall crumbled away. So what you do is you build a wall 5 amas further in from that original east wall of your house. You're saying whatever the east wall of my house I'm now is going to be outside my house. I'm going to move all my furniture and whatever 5 feet further in, and I'm going to build a new wall parallel to the old wall along that whole east side of the house, 5 amas in from where it was before, let's say.
All right.
So now you have a fourth wall over there.
Right.
So now the old wall, which is outside your living space, that old area now is walled off. The old wall that was there doesn't work for good asik anymore. The new wall works for good asik, and now you have an area of less than base design. Yeah, which is a Rishayon.
And which is a Yurus Ayachid.
Which is a Rishayon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Shkeh. What time tomorrow?
6:40.